This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. And I've got part one of three of chapter nine, A Vatican Ambassador, coming up on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. And you may be wondering, why three parts? Well, when I was writing this book, I don't know what it was. I look back now, I don't know why, but I didn't divide the chapters up very evenly. All of a sudden you hit chapter 9, and audio-wise, it's an hour and 4 minutes long. So, you know, divide it into three parts, about 21 minutes apiece. Try to keep it kind of on the even side there. So, we've got part one of three of chapter 9 of Vatican Ambassador on this episode. It's BC's peace conference about to get underway. He's invited everybody to the moon, to a lunar prime, and all of a sudden, the new Catholic Church, the NCC, is saying that they're neutral. They haven't been. So this is all new. And BC's peace conference is kind of a real test of this situation. So about to get underway. We'll hear this in part one. The assassin turned ambassador, welcoming folks in. We'll see how things go as BC's big event gets underway. Part one of three of chapter nine, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. A little bit of book news before we get into the chapter. I've got an ebook coupon for podcast listeners, so you can get Vatican Ambassador, the ebook, for free this month only. There are a limited number of redemptions on the coupon, just 15. So you can use this code and get Vatican Ambassador for free. It's only for podcast listeners. RS59X is the code. I'm going to put this in the show notes as well with a link to the book, which is Vatican Ambassador. There's an ebook. Again, a limited number of uses on this coupon. It's at smashwords.com, and they have all the different formats, TXT, PDB, LRF, RTF, PDF, MOBI, EPUB. Any way you read an ebook, they've pretty much got it covered. So again, we've got an ebook coupon for podcast listeners only for Vatican Ambassador to get the ebook for free at smashwords.com/book/view/2019 if you want the exact address, but easier to just go to smashwords.com and look up Mike Luoma, L-U-O-M-A, my name, or look up Vatican Ambassador to get the book for free, the ebook. We will get into part one of chapter nine coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hi, I'm JC. My co-host Cindy and I host the Fix It Home Improvement Podcast. We cover projects that every homeowner should know and top-rated products for home and garden. And for fans of Mike, we keep you posted on new smart home systems and products like robot vacuums and robot lawnmowers that seemed like science fiction not too long ago. You can check it out on your favorite podcast app. It's Fix It, F-I-X-I-T, Home Improvement.
And now here's Chapter 9 of Vatican Ambassador, Part 1, on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC wakes up buzzing with a mix of anticipation and anxiety on the morning of October 10th.
A day I never thought I'd see is here. My peace conference. How about that? And right on schedule.
His peace conference guests are scheduled to begin arriving in the next few hours. Today would be dedicated to greeting and settling in before actual negotiations or at least discussions began tomorrow. All sides agreed to attend upon invitation. The Reverend Bernard Campion, acting Vatican ambassador to Lunar Prime and the independent Lunar Free State, invites you to a peace conference on Lunar Prime, October 10th through the 13th, 2110.
Please do come. And they're coming. They'll be here soon. Or at least their representatives and envoys will be.
BC freshens up, dresses for the day, and then heads for Lunar Prime's port to watch as the dignitaries arrive.
Lots of standing, smiling, and nodding ahead today.
The UIN's Ayatollah Salid of Mars is sending Representative Mohammed Ibn al-Sir and his entourage. Richard Wentworth is heading up the UTZ delegation. To BC's dismay, Pope Linus has already sent along what he calls additional Vatican representation. BC knows Cardinal James Hardwick, the Vatican envoy, will serve as Linus's eyes and ears for the conference.
I'm sure he'll be spying on me, too.
Hardwick arrived a day early. He appeared at the Vatican mission last night, expecting quarters and, according to all reports, maid service.
To the absolute delight of the mission staff, used to my more egalitarian ways.
Out of the corner of his eye, BC sees Hardwick off to his left, standing and talking with Daniel McIntyre, mingling with the welcoming reception crowd at the port.
Those two look way too chummy for my taste. Look at them, laughing. Anything to that? Here comes the UIN group. The Muslims were genuinely surprised by our new pope's overtures of neutrality. Of course, we were all somewhat shocked when he pledged to try to find a way to grant them access to any NCC-controlled holy sites that Muslims hold to be holy on Earth. That overture was really stunning, surprising. The UIN were taken aback. Damn, I can't help thinking back to the last peace conference, the one I ruined by assassinating the last Governor McIntyre. Only doing my job, I keep telling myself. Doing what they told me to do. Only following orders. So less sure of all that now. Maybe this peace conference can help me make up for it. It won't give McIntyre back his wife. Won't give back all the lives we've lost as the war has continued and escalated. But maybe this is my chance to do some good. Seems like it's right, the right thing to do. Can't say I always know what the right thing is. Maybe the peace conference is my stab at it.
BC watches Lunar Prime Governor McIntyre laughing as he greets the newly arriving conference attendees. McIntyre seems to know a few members of the UIN delegation.
Of course he does. Still want to hit him. Just one more time. He's been good, though, supporting the peace conference. Haven't had to expose the dirt on him yet. Keeping that in reserve for now. Not that I won't. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Could I just be hating McIntyre out of my own guilt? Nah, he's genuinely despicable in his own slimy right. Look at him.
A woman in the crowd behind McIntyre catches BC's eye.
Wait a minute. Who's... Do I know her?
She turns away before BC can be sure, melting back into the throng. But she looked a hell of a lot like someone who should not be back on Lunar Prime.
Her? No fucking way. Nita fucking Bendix?
The woman looked like Nita Bendix, but she was only visible for a second, then gone.
I haven't forgotten that face. You try to kill me, I remember you.
Instincts flood BC's system with adrenaline. It's all he can do to stand still as the unofficial gathering and greetings continue. Most of him wants to get on the hunt and find that woman.
Was it really her? Would she dare? Why would she come back here? Why wouldn't she? She got away with a lot. What's stopping her? Is she still wanted for Meredith McIntyre's death? Not sure if she was actually brought up on charges for that officially. They had no hard evidence, only suspicion. And her absence, which I did appreciate.
BC finds himself rocking on his heels.
Gotta try to relax. Look like a good host of this informal formality of a gathering. No cocktails present out of religious concerns. I could use a drink myself. Never mind, just nod, be gracious. Funny, I never used to attend one of these things unless I was killing someone. Now it's killing me. Well, not literally. Everyone's a little stiff, over-formal. Well, except for Hardwick and McIntyre. Strange they'd get along. Really gotta wonder if there's anything to that. Suspect everyone, eh, BC? You bet your ass. Everyone here looks suspicious. Suspicious of each other, and suspicious in their own right.
BC enjoys a chuckle under his breath.
Maybe it'll get easier when the actual talks start tomorrow. Right. Somehow I don't think so. At least I won't have to be there the whole time. That's why entourages and delegations were invented. The leaders paint policy with a wide brush. Then the career boys from the diplomatic corps step in and work through the fine filigree of the knotty details. We get to step back in at the end, make final adjustments, say yay or nay, and sign the papers with a flourish. I've organized the whole shebang and gotten the agendas approved by all parties involved. I'll facilitate the process over the next 3 days best I can, try to shepherd them along to an agreement, and try to keep the church truly neutral as we go along. There's not much else for me to do, except to try to find Nita Bendix, if she's really here, in all my spare time, right? Oh, God.
Cardinal Hardwick is waving at BC, trying to get his attention, apparently trying to call him over to speak with him and McIntyre.
No thanks.
Luckily, BC is saved by the approach of the head of the UIN delegation.
Father Campion? The man asks.
Hello, sir. Yes, I'm Father Campion. How can I help you?
Mohammed Ibn Al-Sir, Father, the ranking UIN representative, he says, as an introduction. I am glad to meet the madman who thinks he can forge a peace.
Okay, interesting opening.
Nice to meet you, too, BC says warily.
Do you know, Father Campion, I am still not sure why I am here.
Al-Sir challenges BC. I hope you're here because you're as tired as we are of people dying, BC says. We in the new Catholic Church have a new pope. He's declared the NCC neutral, and he wants peace. Maybe the time has come where we can finally end the killing.
Peace, Al-Sir asks. How can there be peace when we cannot go home?
We understand that, BC says. That's why Pope Linus has pledged to try and find a way to... Al-Sir interrupts.
You would have us only visit places that rightfully belong to us. This is but a frustrating tease, of little value, save to provoke our further anguish as a homeless people. And how many places are left? How can there be peace when Mecca lies destroyed? When Jerusalem lies destroyed? If you have a vision for peace, you best present it quickly, for I have little patience for consorting with the enemy.
BC waits to be sure the man is finished ranting. When a moment of silence makes it clear he is through, BC raises his eyebrows in a, "All done?" nonverbal question. Al-Sir nods.
I see, BC says. Well, Mohammed Ibn Al-Sir, sir, I don't have a plan. No plan at all. You see, sir,
I have a question instead.
A question.
A question, BC says. I think that's better. A better place to start. Then with a plan.
And what is your question? Alcir asks.
What does the UIN really need to have to be at peace? BC says. What do you think you absolutely need to have? What places, planets, platforms, territories? What security? What assurances? What does the UIN need to feel safe and at peace? Alcir is silent. He stares past BC as he seems to consider the question. BC gives him time. After about a minute, Alcir responds.
Good questions, Alcir says. You are right. Questions are a good place to start. Better than plans. After fighting for so long, I'm no longer sure we know what we need, even when we think we know what we want.
He falls back into silence for a moment. Then he speaks.
We want Mecca back, Alcir says. We want the Dome of the Rock restored.
Okay, BC says. He pauses a moment. What do you want and need that is actually attainable? BC asks.
That is the harder question, Alcir admits.
If you think you need to have that which cannot be, if all you want is the unattainable, the undeliverable, then all you really want is war.
Are you trying to provoke me? Alcir says, some bluster building in his manner.
No, please, hear me out, BC says, hoping to calm his guest.
I just heard you say that all I want is war, Alcir says.
I asked you what you needed to make you satisfied to end the war, and you spoke of things that are gone, things that cannot be. What do you desire? What does the UIN need that can be?
I do not know, Alcir says. We want to come back home, at the very least. We do want to visit the holy sites that are still there. But why should I be telling one such as you this?
Alcir's mood darkens. He leans in close to accuse BC.
You ask these deep questions. But how true are they?
He says, for BC's ears only, in a harsh whisper.
How real are you, Father? Was it not long ago that you killed many for your cause? It has been reported. You are a soldier, not a priest. The tiger does not change its stripes.
Alcir leans back and glares at BC.
Wham! Guy knows how to lay it on thick, doesn't he? And, jeesh, what was he eating on that flight? Pepperoni?
I have always tried to serve my faith as best I could, BC says. Don't you do the same?
I find it quite distasteful to have to speak with those responsible for killing my people and chasing us from our homes, Alcir cautions BC. I am trying the best I can. I will stay and see what happens, but my hopes are not high. My expectations are extremely low.
Alcir looks around at the crowd before looking back at BC.
The Ayatollah Salid, may he please Allah, does not see peace coming out of this conference, only death, Alcir says. But we are here. We will talk again later, when I can stand it again.
Alcir turns and storms away, followed by his entourage. BC stands in stunned silence.
That went well. So maybe I did blow my cover last year. And maybe the UIN does know all about my previous activities. Or maybe they just suspect it. Maybe Mohammed Ibn al-Sir is here to finally out me. Expose me for the fraud I am. The last agent of the OPO laid out bare for all to see. What a lovely picture that is. That would end this phase of my life as I know it. Would end my career in this conference and any hope of peace. Hey, that would be great. I'd be responsible for bringing total war back down on all our heads once again. Awesome.
BC shakes his head. He tries to concentrate on nodding, greeting, and mingling with the other arriving dignitaries.
Hard to work with all that still hanging over my head. But if they have any proof, why haven't they exposed me? I hate to think Pope Peter was right after all, that they'd hold on to the info and release it when it would do the most harm, but maybe that's why Nita Bendix is here now. Shit. And shit again, look who it is.
Hello, Father Campion,
Richard Wentworth says, extending his hand. BC takes it and shakes it. Mr. Wentworth, trust your trip was smooth?
That's Representative Wentworth. Please, Campion.
And the Reverend Ambassador Campion, then, if you would, sir, please.
Since we're resorting to formal titles.
Yes, Acting Ambassador, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Wentworth notes. Ah, yes, for a little while longer now that you mention it, BC responds. Thank you.
That Mr. al-Sir you were speaking with earlier seems quite charming, doesn't he?
Wentworth says with pure sarcasm.
Lovely man, glad they sent him, at least it shows they're serious.
And how serious are you, Representative Wentworth? BC asks.
Excuse me?
Wentworth is surprised at BC's insolence. How serious is the UTZ? BC says. Do you really want peace?
Funny question coming from you, Wentworth cracks.
Is it? BC asks. He leaves the question hanging and walks away from Wentworth.
Never had any illusions that this was going to be easy. Does anyone really want peace? Really? Gotta wonder.
BC leaves the reception behind and lets himself roam through the passages and corridors of Lunar Prime as his thoughts wander. He strolls down long hallways, lost in thought, not really noticing much of his surroundings as he contemplates the day and the conference.
Ultimately, I can't make them want peace. No one trusts anyone else. Why should we? Why should any of us? Every side has shown itself capable of terrible things when pressed, when justified.
BC stops for a moment when he comes to an observation area. He looks out at the stark gray lunar surface and the sky full of stars.
Quieter than usual around this section of old Lunar Prime. The moon can be a serene place, sometimes. Maybe some of that sense of calm will filter through into our discussions over the next couple days. It is pretty quiet here. Wonder where everyone is. Distracted by the conference?
Hey, Campion!
BC's reverie is broken by the shout from Bruno, one of Wentworth's goons. He walks down the corridor towards BC.
Oh no, not this shit again.
Mr. Wentworth would like to see you,
Bruno says as he reaches BC. Great, BC says to the big guy. Now what? Time for the next part where you club me over the head and drag me off, right? BC cracks back. The big man looks around. There's no one nearby.
The hunter surveying his surroundings before settling in to strike?
Bruno shrugs.
Nope.
The thug says.
Mr. Wentworth says it's to be at your convenience this time. Give him a call tonight, Bruno says.
Or else, BC prods.
Or else, I don't know, you're rude?
Bruno nearly makes a joke.
Just call Wentworth, please.
Please? Wow, the magic word. Now I'll call him. Because you said please. I'm impressed, Bruno. I think we're taking this relationship to a whole new level.
Bruno shrugs, turns, and walks away.
BC is left standing alone again in the observation area. He can't help but shake his head. He begins walking again, thinking about making his way back to the Vatican mission.
I wonder if the reception is still going on. Hope it wasn't rude of me to wander off like that. Hours of tedium got to me. Couldn't take any more. It seemed like it was over. If I screwed up, it's because I'm new at this stuff. My excuse. Then again, I don't want to give either side any excuse they can use to drop out of this peace process. Damn it, it seems hopeless. Still, I've got to try to pull it off to protect my status under the new regime. Seems foolish to think we will find any common ground. Where the fuck am I?
That was part one of chapter 9 out of 3 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio. And that seemed like a good place to end the chapter too. Where the fuck am I? So far, so good, as BC's been welcoming folks in for the peace conference. He's met Ibn al-Sir of the UIN, got to chat with Wentworth already. Even may have spotted Nita Bendix in the crowd, which is a very unusual and curious development. Spent a lot of time in BC's head in this installment, I noticed. A lot of BC's thoughts. So we'll get back out of his head and into Lunar Prime and see where these contacts and appearances lead in our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. We'll get into part 2 of 3 of chapter 9 of Vatican Ambassador on our next episode. Remember too, again, an ebook coupon now available for podcast listeners to get Vatican Ambassador, the ebook, for free at smashwords.com. Just head over to smashwords.com/books/view/2019 if you really want the full address. But no, just smashwords.com and look for Vatican Ambassador or Mike Luoma, my name, Luoma is how you spell the last one. And use the code RS59X to get the ebook for free. A limited number of uses on that coupon. So I would say act now. And it's done at the end of the month, too. It'll expire on September 1st. So again, for podcast listeners, a free ebook of Vatican Ambassador. We'll get into our next part of Chapter 9 on our next episode. That's all for now, though. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
Glow in the Dark Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.